the Word. John 1, 1 and 14a. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1, 1 and 14a. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119:130. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John 15:3. 2 Peter 1:4a. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4a. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Psalm 37:31. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Psalm 37:31.